This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Floods and landslides occur in different parts of the country following rainfall since few days. Three people killed and three others missing in landslides today. Nepali Congress deputes 38 district returning officers for 14th General Convention. Health Ministry reports 2,065 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal today. And fire in chemical factory in Pakistan's Karachi city kills at least 15 workers. Now the news in detail. 85 people were killed and 44 others went missing in the monsoon-induced disasters across the country so far since the 14th of June. According to the Ministry of Home Affairs, 5,500 people affected by the flooding and landslides have been rescued. Unveiling the data on monsoon-induced disasters at the disaster management meeting today, Chief of the Disaster Management Division, Om Kala Pandey, said 70 districts have been affected by the rain-induced disasters. Today alone, three persons have been killed and three others have gone missing in the flooding occurred in different parts of the country. According to the Home Ministry, at least 400 people affected by flooding have been evacuated to safety today itself. Over 29 roads have been damaged by the floods and landslide. Nepali Congress has deputed its district returning officers in 38 districts for the party's upcoming 14th General Convention. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deva has already handed over the list of the party's active membership in the 38 districts to the Central Election Committee of the party. Nepali Congress Election Committee Coordinator Mahadev Prasad Yadav said the committee deployed the legal practitioners close to Nepali Congress as the party's district returning officers after receiving the active membership list from the party president. Meanwhile, Nepali Congress Vice President Bimalendra Nidhi has announced that he would be contesting for the party president post in the upcoming 14th General Convention. With his announcement, he has established a contact office at New Banasur for meeting the party leaders and cadres. Inaugurating the office today, the party vice president said he would be competing for the party's chief post not to defeat, retire or prove anyone else incompetent in the party. Similarly, the non-establishment side of the Nepali Congress has decided to take initiation to address practical issues seen in the party's general convention process. A meeting of the group held in party's former general secretary Prakash Man Singh's residence at Choksi Bari of Kathmandu agreed to sit for talks with party central president and Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva to build an atmosphere for organizing the general convention within the scheduled date. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has appointed acting chief of Nepali Army Prabhu Ram Sharma as the new chief of army staff to be effective from the 9th of September. A statement issued by the Office of the President has mentioned that President Bhandari appointed Sharma to the post of Chief of Army Staff as per the constitutional provision. The three-year term of the incumbent Army Chief Purna Chandra Thapa expires on the 9th of September. He is currently on leave as per the tradition of Nepali Army Chiefs staying on leave on 1 month before their retirement. Chief Justice Cholundra Shamsher Jangabahadur Rana has decided not to join the bench formed to hear on the case related to appointments made by the Constitutional Council. Chief Justice Jawara's decision comes after advocates from the writ petitioners questioned his positions, saying that he could not stay in the bench as he is a member of the Constitutional Council. Press expert of the Supreme Court, Kishore Podel, said the Chief Justice would stay in leave during the initial and the final hearing to facilitate in the hearing process. Foreign Affairs Ministry's Department of Consular Services is to provide its services online from coming Sunday. The Department of Consular Services said police report certificate or the clearance certificate would be provided online from Sunday and other services would be available online gradually. Acting Director General of the Consular Department, Dhan Bahadur Uli, said the police report certificate would be provided online in the first phase as more than 50% of the service seekers come to the department for the clearance service. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiyan, mutton khana 200 rupiyan. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। नेशनल प्लानिङ कमिसन भाइस चेयर Biswanath Paurel had suggested the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology and its subordinate bodies to maintain the balance between physical and financial progress. Speaking at the meeting held at the Communication Ministry organized to review the progress made during the fiscal year 2021-22, Commission Vice Chair Paurel stressed on improving the balance between budget and programs at the Ministry. On the occasion, Communications Secretary Baikunta Arial underlined the need for providing quality services to people, correcting the weaknesses. The meeting found the progress of the Ministry and its subordinate bodies to be satisfactory. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 2,065 new cases of COVID-19 infection in Nepal today. Likewise, 2,337 corona patients recovered in the last 24 hours. With this, the corona recovery rate in Nepal now stands at 93.6%. Similarly, the Health Ministry confirmed 25 corona-related deaths, taking the total death tally to 10,663 in Nepal. As per the Health Ministry's update, there are 37,599 active cases of COVID-19 in Nepal till today. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now on to some international updates. A fire in a chemical factory in Pakistan's Karachi city killed at least 15 workers. Officials said the fire broke out inside the factory in Mehran town while more than 20 laborers were inside the factory compound. At least 15 bodies have been retrieved from the rubble of the factory building that has partially collapsed, but a rescue operation is still underway. It was not immediately clear what caused the fire. U.S. President Joe Biden has promised to hunt down those responsible behind attacks in Kabul yesterday. Biden warned that U.S. would not forgive the perpetrators. The twin blast claimed by a local branch of Islamic State ISIS tore through crowds of men, women and children outside Kabul airport. The death toll in the Kabul airport attacks has now reached at least 110, including 13 U.S. troops. U.S. troops in control of Kabul International Airport have been facilitating the evacuation of foreign nationals and Afghans who had been working with foreign missions. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at a few places of Province 1, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudur Paschim Province and at a few places of Province 2 and Bagmati Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Floods and landslides occur in different parts of the country following rain since few days. Three people killed and three others missing in landslides today. Nepali Congress deputes 38 district returning officers for 14th General Convention. Health Ministry reports 2,065 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal today. And fire in chemical factory in Pakistan's Karachi city kills at least 15 workers. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English news is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.